I love you too, Bella. Try to be more careful when you walk, honey. I don't want to lose you. Edward's eyes stayed closed, but a wide grin flashed across his face. A nurse came bustling in then to check all my tubes and wires. My mother kissed my forehead, patted my gauze-wrapped hand, and left. The nurse was checking the paper readout on my heart monitor. Are you feeling anxious, honey? Your heart rate got a little high there. I'm fine, I assured her. I'll tell your RN that you're awake. She'll be in to see you in a minute. As soon as she closed the door, Edward was at my side. You stole a car? I raised my eyebrows. He smiled, unrepentant. It was a good car. Very fast. How is your nap? I asked. Interesting. His eyes narrowed. What? He looked down while he answered. I'm surprised. I thought Florida and your mother. Well, I thought that's what you would want. I stared at him uncomprehendingly. But you'd be stuck inside all day in Florida. You'd only be able to come out at night, just like a real vampire. He almost smiled, but not quite, and then his face was grave. I would stay in Forks, Bella, or somewhere like it, he explained. Someplace where I couldn't hurt you anymore.